Okay, so we're going to continue now from the last wide line of the Gemara on Chof Dalad Omad Aleph. And now that we've presented the quandary regarding a potential machlokus between Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim regarding finding an object in a place where there are either Rov Kananim, a majority of Canaanites, or Rov Yisrael, or a majority of Jews. So the Gemara is going to attempt to prove from one or two brises, for actually two or three brises, if we can ascertain the positions of the Tanoim in this regard. So the first proof is, Toshima, come in here, Hamotse Mos Babotik Nesios, one who finds money in Botik Nesios, in shuls, synagogues. Knesios means gathering places. Kones is to go in. Knesia is a gathering place. Knesset is a gathering place. That's the Knesset, the government. So he finds money, but Botik Nesios, in shuls. Ubabati midrashas, and in yeshivas, based medrashas. Ubachol mokum sharabim mitzuyim sham, and in any place that the multitude are found over there. Shaharabim, that the multitude mitzuyin are found sham there. So the Braisa says, Hare elu shalo, behold, they belong to him. And the reason is, the Braisa says, Mipnei sheha ba'alim misya'ashim mehen, because that the owners, sheha ba'alim, that the owners, misya'ashim, despair mehen from them. End of Braisa. I know it's the end of the Braisa because the next word is man, which is Aramaic, man shomat lei. So, this Braisa is telling us that you're allowed to keep money which is found in these gathering places where there are, ostensibly these are Jewish gathering places, Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash, these are gathering places. Now, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, if it hits higher up on the page, it's adjacent to the block on the right in the margin, which is Hagoz Hagra. So it starts with the words, Hamotzi Mos, the one who finds money. Rashi says, Ka Salka Daitach. This abbreviation, Salka Daitach, Samach Dalad, means it would go to go up in one's mind. Salka means to go up, Daitach means your mind. The Ka is not translatable. So this expression, Kosalka Daitach, denotes the following. It denotes our understanding of this right now is, our notion of the case is, we think it's this. It's this idea, it's an expression, Kosalka Daitach, the Havamina. What we're thinking right now is the following. But again, it comes from the expression of from the words salka. It goes up, daitoch, in your mind. So, you know, the easiest way to translate this would be: we're thinking presently that it's tzibure mos, that the Bryce is talking about tzibure, bundles of money, tzibure mos, bundles of money. Kasalka daitoch, the havamina, the thought right now is that the Braise is speaking about tzibure mos, bundles of money. De katani masnisin chayv lahachris, that we've learned, or that we learn in our Mishnah, that one is obligated to announce. Now this is not referring to our Mishnah, which we learned at the beginning of the Perek. This is referring to the next Mishnah, that if you find bundles of money, then the bundles is considered a simon, and you have to announce that kind of money. In contrast to what we learned in the first Mishnah, that if you find money, you're allowed to keep it, because automatically a person is miyayish, because he finds out very quickly he's lost his money, and therefore you can keep it. But if you find bundles of money, so bundles of money is already a siman, and ordinarily you'd have to announce bundles of money. So the Rashi is saying that the Havamina, the thought of the Brice, of the Gemara right now, is that the Brice is speaking about Tziburi Mos, bundles of money, to Katani Masnis and Chayv Lahachris, that we've learned in the later Mishnah, that normally you'd be obligated to announce. And now, Vahocha, and over here, in this Brice, Hoil, since the Rabbi Mitzuyun Shom, the majority, or the multitude, are found Shom there, Hari Elu Shalo, they're his, behold, they belong to him. Shinesi Asha Habilim, that the owners have despaired on getting them back. Okay. So the point is, the Braisa says that if you find money in a place where there's a lot of people, and what's relevant here is that these are Jewish places, this is a base medrash, base knesses, you're allowed to keep the money, despite the fact that they are bundled together and they ordinarily have a simon which would obligate you to announce them. So you're allowed to keep them because there's such a huge amount of people there. So now we go back to the discussion we've had. So the Gemara says, man shomat lei, which means, who is the one that you heard him? So in modern Hebrew, this would be shamata, but we don't pronounce it that way in Aramaic. It's shomat. So man, who is the one? Man, who is the one? Shomat lei, that you heard him, that you heard him say, essentially. The ozil bosar ruba, that one goes bosar after ruba, the majority. Who is the tana that you have heard him say that that we go after the majority of the people there? The ozel that goes bosar after ruba, the majority. Who is the one who says you go after the majority? Rashi says the ozel bosar ruba koloma. That means to say. Shaholach bedin, that one goes bedin, mitzia, in the law of finding lost articles. Achar, after tam rabim, tam rabim mitzuyim shom, the reason of a multitude being found over there, shom, there. Back to the Gemara. Rib Shimon ben Elazar. It's Rib Shimon ben Elazar. Who is the one who says, who is the one that you've heard goes after the majority? Rib Shimon ben Elazar. It's Rib Shimon ben Elazar. So continues the Gemara. Shemat mina. Afila brov Yisrael nami. So shemat mina means you thus hear from it. You thus hear, shemat is the same word as before, so you thus hear, mina, from it, from this braiso, from this statement in the braiso, that afila barov Yisrael nami, that even with a majority of you, of Jews, also he holds that you're allowed to keep the item. So what Rashi says, barov Yisrael, destam bote kinesios, Yisrael behen, that the plain basic Knesses, Bate Knesios, shuls, are Yisrael behem. There are Jews inside of them. So what do we see? We see that even by Rov Yisrael, Shimon Elazar holds that you're allowed to keep the items. Now, just to explain, we're saying it's from Shimon Elazar because he's the one who says that you go after the majority, you go after the Rabbi Mitzuyun Shom. So this price is talking about Rabbi Mitzuyun Shom, and even by Rov Yisrael. So therefore, it sounds like he holds that even by Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep those items. The Gemara rejects this and says, and this abbreviation is Hocha b'mai askinon, hey beis ayin, Hocha here b'mai, with regard to what b'mai. With what? My is what? The prefix is what with? With what? And the ayin stands for as ki non, from the word osek. Osek, to be busy. to deal with askinon, which means we deal with askinon. Ayin samach kuf yud nun, and then final nun. So the abbreviation is hacha here, b'mai, with what? Askinon are we dealing with? In other words, key phrase, and we're going to qualify what the Brice is talking about, so it doesn't necessarily come out to be a proof. The Rav Shimon Loza holds that even by Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Hacha b'mai askin, with what are we dealing with over here? B'mufuzorim. We're dealing with scattered money. Mufuzorim, scattered money. And in reality, the Brice is not speaking only according to Rav Shimon Loza, but it's speaking according to everybody. Rashi says, Mufuzorin, V'rabbonin he. And it's the Rabbonin, the Brisa would be going according to the Rabbonin. The Modu, who agree, but Mufuzorin with scattered money, the Tanan, like we learned, as we learned in our mission at the beginning, Mos Mufuzorin, scattered money, Harayel Shalom, belong to him. So that's why the Brisa says you're allowed to keep this money. So asks the Gemara, Ib Mufuzorin, if it is with Mufuzorin scattered money, so my area, Mokim Shaharab Mitzuyim Sham. So my area is an expression which means literally, why is it picking? Why does the Brisa pick? My area, why does the Brisa pick a context, a circumstance of Mokum Shaharab Mitzuyun Sham, a place where the majority of people are found over there? In other words, the case of the Brisa is Mokum Shaharab Mitzuyun Sham, place where there are many people there. Well, now that we're talking, now if it's true that the Brisa is talking about scattered money, you don't need that factor. You don't need the factor that many people are found over there, as the Gemara explains. Because afilu, even ein harab mitzuyim sham, even where the multitude are not found there, you'd still be allowed to keep it, like we learned in our Mishnah. So it doesn't make sense to say it's talking about mufuzorim. So the Gemara now gives a different explanation. Ella, rather leolam, in reality, but tsrurin. The Brice is talking about a case of bundled money. So tsrurin means bundled. The base prefix means with, but it's hard to really put that word in the sentence. We're dealing with bundled money. V'hocha b'maaskinun, and here, with what are we dealing with? Here's that expression spelled out in full from before. V'hocha, and here, b'maaskinun, with what are we dealing with? B'bati k'nesio shel kananim. We're talking about gathering places of kananim. Earlier we said the Batik Nisyos means shuls, which is the typical definition of Batik Nisyos. But now, if we're saying, we're now suggesting that the Brisa is talking about a person finding bundled money, and it's not going to be a proof for Shimon Loza that even by Rov Yisrael you're allowed to keep it, because we're going to say that the Brisa is talking about Batik Nisyos Shal Kananim, gathering places of Kananim. Look at Rashi, it's the last word on the line, there's short Rashi, Kanesios. And Rashi says, Asifas Mokim, a gathering place. Shemis Kansim Shom, that they go in there, L'hisya'etz, to consult, to take counsel, U'lihivo'ed, and to meet. The word asifa is very similar to the word kenisa, kenesia. They're different words structurally, but they basically mean the same thing. It's gathering places. The only difference, kenesia is gathering place because people go in there. Kenisa is an entrance. But what we're talking about over here, we're talking about non-Jewish gathering places, town halls, that many non-Jews will gather together in one place. And we're talking about Batik Knesio Shal Kananim. So back to the Gemara. Again, Hochab Maskin, what are we doing with over here? Batik Knesio Shal Kananim, with gathering places of Kananim. So then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case of the Batik Nesyos, and you're defining it to be referring to what you're defining it as non-Jewish Batik Nesyos, so Bati Midrashas Ma'ik Lemema. Don't forget the Braisa also mentioned Bati Midrashas, which on the surface, that's certainly a place of Jewish gatherings. Bati Midrashas, it's a yeshiva. Ma'ik Lemema, what is there to say about them? How can you explain that's referring to non-Jews? The Quran says, Bati Midrashas Didon, that's talking about our Bati Midrashas. The word Didon means our. Bati Midrashas Didon, our Bati Midrashas. But Diyasve Behu Kananim, that there sits in them Kananim. Diyasve means to sit, that they sit, Diyasve, that they sit, Behu, in them. Kananim, Rashi says, Diyasbu Kananim, Shehein chutz le'ir, that they are outside to the city. They are outside the city. Umoshivin ba kananim. And they sit in it, kananim, lishmor, to guard, to protect and guard the base medrash. So again, we're still maintaining that there's no proof from this braisa. The Rav Shimon Lazar holds also by Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep the money. Because the Brice is talking about a place where there's majority of non-Jews there. But the Beis Knesset is a dedicated non-Jewish gathering place. And the Beis Medrash, even though there's obviously Yidden there, but it's being guarded by Kananim. So therefore, there's no proof for Rav Shimon Lazar. But now the Gemara says, well, if we're talking about a base medrash which is guarded by non-Jews, and that's what qualifies as being a non-Jewish place, vis-a-vis the finder being able to keep the money, so the Gemara says, hashta da'asis lahachi, now, hashta means now, da'asis, that you have come, lahachi, to this point, to this explanation of saying that it's that a base medrash is a Jewish place, but it's guarded by Kananim. So, Batik Nesyos Nami, the example of Batik Nesyos also, Didon, can belong to us. The Yasvi Behu Kananim, that Kananim sit at them. In other words, you don't need to say that the Batik Nesyos are necessarily dedicated non-Jewish gathering places. So that's just like a bit of a minor point. But in any event, that's the end of the proof, or the end of the attempted proof, and there seems to be no proof in this braisa that Rav Shimon Lazar holds that it holds you allowed to keep the metzia, even by Rov Yisrael. The Gemara now turns to a second proof, Toshimakam in here, new case, and this is a quote. This is actually a Mishnah, not a braisa. It's a Mishnah. Rashi says, we'll see this in a second, Motza ba Aveda, he found in it, in a city it's referring to, he found inside a city an Aveda, a lost article. Says the Mishnah there, which we'll see where the there is in a second, Imrov Yisrael, if the city is occupied or inhabited by a majority of Jews, Chayv Lahachriz, one is obligated to announce the item. But in Rov Kananim, but if it's a majority of Kananim, in a Chayv Lahachriz, you're not obligated to announce. So this is a very clear Mishnah, which seems to really indicate that there is a distinction between Yisraelim and Kananim. Let's just take a quick look at Rashi there. Motza ba Aveda, he found in it an Aveda. Rashi says, Mishnah, hey, it's a Mishnah, Beseda Taharas, in the order of Taharas. It's in the Seder, the Seder of Mishnah is called Taharas. Be'ir Yisrael, in a city that Yisrael v'Kananim and Kananim Dorim Ba live inside of it, b'Mesechas Machshirin, in Tractate Machshirin. So going back to the Gemara. So again, the phrase Man Shomat Lei, who is the one that you heard him say? Man Shomat Lei, or who is the one that you heard him, the Omar, that said, as Linon, we go Basar after Ruba, a majority. Who is the one who says you follow a majority? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So therefore, it concludes the Gemara, Shemat Mino, you hear from it. You'll hear from him, or you hear from it, from this Brisa, this Mishnah, the Ki Ka'omar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. When does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say what he says? Rov Kananim, only by Rov Kananim, because this Mishnah is very explicit. Only by Rov Kananim. Aval Barov Yisrael, but by majority of Jews, lo. He wouldn't say this, and you'd have to give it back. So you can't get much better than this in terms of a proof. But the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Ha-mani, behold, who is it? Ha, behold, money, who is it? Who is the author of the Mishnah? We could opine that the author of the Braisa is really Rabbanan he. It's the Rabbanan. You can't prove that it's necessary, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Maybe it's the Rabbanan. And maybe it's the Rabbanan who agree. Now, remember, we were analyzing whether the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar or not, and to what extent they disagree with him. So maybe this Mishnah really reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan, who agree by Rov Kananim that you're allowed to keep the article, but by Rov Yisrael you're not allowed to. But maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar himself would hold that even by Rov Yisrael you're allowed to keep it. There's no proof. You could easily say the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, so therefore, if that would be the case, Tifshot Mina, you could derive from it, you could derive from this understanding, the modu le Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the Rabbanan admit or agree to him, to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Modu is to agree. The modu le, they agree with him, they agree to him, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, they agree with him. The Barov Kananim, so with Rov Kananim, with regard to Rov Kananim, that you're allowed to keep it, but not by Rov Yisrael. So the point being is that, again, there's no proof. However, the Gemara persists and says, no, I want to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Says the Gemara, Ella, no, rather, La'olam, in reality, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, hey, you could still say it's Rabbi Shimon Elazar. V'afil b'Rov Yisrael nami. And even with Rov Yisrael also, typically Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say you're allowed to keep the article, right? Afil v'afilu, and even Rov Yisrael nami, with the majority of Yisrael nami also, you could keep the article. V'hocha, but then why in the Mishnah does he distinguish between Rov Yisrael and Rov Kananim? But v'hocha b'mayaskinim, with what are we dealing with? It's a unique case. So here, the reason why he says you have to announce it by Rov Yisrael is because we're dealing with betamen. We're dealing with an article which is tamen, which is concealed, which is hidden. The word tamen means to be concealed or hidden. Rashi says, the kevon, the tamnu, that since the owner hid it, concealed it, lava vedahi, it's not called a lost article. Hilkach, therefore, Barov Yisrael Yachriz. Therefore, with a majority of Jews around, Yachriz, one is obliged to announce. He should announce it. So the point is that if an article, if something is hidden away, concealed away, then if it's Rov Kananim, you're allowed to keep it. But if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it. Now, it's a shtickle question a little bit, why by Rov Kananim you're allowed to keep it, because it's also hidden as well. Why are you allowed to take something which belongs to someone else if it's hidden away, if it's concealed somewhere? And even if it's Rov Kananim, you can't steal from Gentiles. So I have to look into this. But going back to the Gemara, let's stay with the Gemara. Another question the Gemara asks is this: is e betamen, if the Mishnah is discussing an article which is tam, which is hidden away, So another more basic question is, my avidite gabe, what is it doing by him? In other words, avidite means doing. So my what avidite is it doing gabe by him? Why is he picking it up in the first place? In other words, why are we saying by Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it? Why is he picking it up to begin with? He shouldn't be picking it up, as the Gemara explains or proves. Vahatanan, and we learned in a Mishnah, Motza Kli, if a person found a vessel, Ba'ashpa, in a garbage heap, Mechusa, covered over, if the article was covered over, Lo Yigabo, he may not touch it. He may not lay his hand on it. Lo Yigabo, he may not touch on it, in it. He may not touch it. Megula, but if it's exposed, Notel Umachriz, he should take it, Umachriz, and announce it. So the only time you're allowed to take an article which is in a garbage heap is only if it's exposed. But if it's tamen, if it's concealed, you're not allowed to touch it. So the question is, if you're going to explain the Mishnah to be speaking about a tamen article, a concealed article, then it's redundant to say that you have to announce it because he shouldn't be picking it up in the first place. So the answers and explains. It says the following. Kedoma Rav Papa. The answer is like that which Rav Papa said. Ba'ashpa she'ena suyu lepanos, regarding a garbage heap that is not suya usual lepanos to be cleared out. An ashpa, a garbage heap that is not usual to be cleared out. Venimlach aleho, and he changed his mind aleho about it. Nimlach means to change one's mind. And he changed his mind about it, lipnosa, to clear it out. So hacha nami, here also in our Mishnah, ba'ashba she'ena suyu lipanos, we could be talking about an ashba, which is not usual to be cleared out, v'nimloch alaha lipnosa, and he changed his mind regarding it to clear it out. So therefore, the person picking it up, had a right to pick it up because he was essentially trying to save it from being lost completely. So once he picks it up, he has to announce it. So that's why he has it in his hand. But by Rov Kananim, again, the question we have to still explore is why that's the case. But Rov Kananim, you're allowed to keep it. So this explanation puts us at saying that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, even by Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep the item. And here the reason why the Mishnah says by Rav Yisrael you're not allowed to is because it's a case of Taman. Next page, first line of the next page, V'ibayis Ema, and if you want, I could say. Another way to explain the Mishnah, that it goes according to the Rabbanan, V'ibayis Ema, and if you want, I could say, La'olam, in reality, Rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan. And even though it looks like it would be a proof that the Rabbanan agree with Shimon ben Elazar, whereas Rov Kananim, but not necessarily the case. We can't really prove that from here. Why? Because Mikatani, Hein Shalom, did we learn in the Mishnah that they belong to him? Hein Shalom, they belong to him? No, it doesn't say those words. Look back at the Mishnah. The wording of the Mishnah is Motza Bar Aveda. If he found an Aveda, in Rov Yisrael, Chayv Lahachris, in Rov Kananim, Eino Chayv Lahachris. The Mishnah says he's not obligated to announce. It doesn't say the words Hein Shalom. Mikatani, did we learn in the Mishnah, Hein Shalom, they belong to him? No. Eino Chayv Lahachris, Katani. Merely, he's not obligated to announce, we learned. That's what the wording of the Mishnah. And therefore, V'yaniach, V'yesi Yisrael, V'yoyev Bey, Simon V'shokel. And therefore you could argue that the meaning of the Mishnah is that the finder should leave the article in his Rishos, in his own domain, V'yaniach, he should leave it, and he should leave it in his own domain, V'yesi Yisrael, and let a Jew come, V'yoyev Bey, Simon, and give about it a siman, produce about it a siman, v'shakel and take it. So it could really be, you could argue that the Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan, and who hold potentially that even by Rav Kananim, you're not allowed to keep it, you still have to announce it. The only difference is whether or not you have to actively pick it up and go ahead and announce it, or merely hold it in your rishus until a Jew comes along and produces a siman to take it. That would be by Rav Kananim. And again, we'd have to discuss the distinction between Rav Kananim and Rav Yisrael in that regard. But the point is, the bottom line is, again, there's no proof one way or the other from this Mishnah either.